Praise the Lord. Well, let's make our confessions over the scriptures, whether it's your iPod, your Bible, or the notes, doesn't matter to me, or just your hand, and repeat after me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what it says I can have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll continue to be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is ready, because I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same, never, 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 never in Jesus' name. Amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Shadarabakariyata. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I appreciate that, Dan, the numbers of the 250s. There's some significance there, and eventually we'll get to some significance in Joseph's life, but man, that's just amazing. I love looking at that stuff, too. But anyway, so today as we continue in this Joseph journey that we're on, we're going to continue it's the third of three inside of the series about his testimony. But I really like to, that's not my outline. Pause me. I didn't recognize it. It wasn't scribbled on. Hallelujah. So a little bit of review about Joseph that we've been talking about. We talked about his testimony of success and prosperity and favor and blessing. We did the first two of those last week. Today, we're going to look at favor and blessing. And I really, really, really appreciate the Hebrew definition for the word success. Because we think of success as arriving to a place. You set a goal and you get to it. I was successful, right? But I really love the Hebrew definition of success, which is pushing forward. You keep pushing forward. You don't stop. You keep pushing forward. You keep going. You keep moving. And I love that definition. And also, it's important to remember what really are the most important things about success, which is relationships. Relationship number one with God and relationship with our fellow man. And I think that's huge. I've seen in the spirit, as I've preached this, I've seen some thinking change right in front of my eyes. And I've seen some people that weren't doing well in some relationships now, after a period of time, I can look in their eyes and I know in the spirit that there's been some changes. So we always want to be grateful for that. And then, you know, you got the five P's here, you know, in Joseph's life. You've got the prophetic dream that he had of his brothers bowing down to him. You've got the pit that they threw him into, and then they tried to prove to his dad that he was dead. Then the house of Potiphar. Then he went in back into prison. Then he went to the palace. You know, it's just kind of interesting. That's the way you can kind of keep track of it in your own mind. But today we're going to talk about favor and blessing. Everyone say that. favor and blessing. God's favor is worth more than a paycheck. Somebody should have said amen. God's favor is better, worth more than a paycheck. Because when God's favor is on you, things work out the way it's supposed to be. And so as we look at Genesis chapter 39, we'll read through the verses 1 through 5. I don't know if I had 6 on there, Larry, or not. But so now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard. And, you know, backing that up, sometimes in life, I want to back it up. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. How was he taken down to Egypt? As a slave, right? And that wouldn't have been a really fun deal, right? They put him in shackles and, put him in shackles and everything else. And so it wasn't a good trip. But, you know, as I've read over these verses over and over and over, never once have I ever seen anything negative written about Joseph's response. I don't know if I would have done that well. But be that as it may, he went to Egypt. Potiphar, the officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down in verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph. Aren't you thankful for that? Is the Lord with you? Is the Lord with you? Say, the Lord's with me. Come on, let's get a little excited here. Let's get wired up. The Lord is with me, and I am a successful person. And that was a good confession there, right? And I was in the house of the master of the Egyptian, in the house of the master, but anyway, verse 3. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Yeah. And verse 4. And so Joseph found favor in the sight of his master, and he served him, right? If we're going to be great in the kingdom of God, what do we need to do? Be the servant of all. What can I do? What can I do? That's one of the greatest questions a servant heart will ask. What can I do? Yeah. We had a visitor at the house for about 24 hours. This kid, actually my son-in-law's brother, that's what he did. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? He's so grateful. And he made Joseph to be overseer of the house and all that he had put under his authority. Verse 5. And so it was from the time that he had made him an overseer of the house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. You've got to see yourself as a blessing where you live, where you walk, where you go, where you work, wherever the feet of your feet touch the ground, that place is blessed because God is in you. Everywhere you go, God is in you. Everywhere is blessed where you walk. Somebody ought to be saying amen to that. Come on. Yeah. And the blessing. And the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and the field. And so let's read verse 6. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught he had save the bread which he did eat. And I like this. Joseph was a goodly person. And he was well-favored. Hallelujah. Say, I'm well-favored. I'm well-favored. Hallelujah. Not going to be a long message today, but we're going to look at favor and we're going to look at blessing. And favor is really defined in the Old Testament as kindness. You know, when we've got God's favor on our life, why is it there? It's because God is kind. You know, God is mistaken many times by many different people. But we want to remember that his favor is his kindness. Aren't you thankful for that? He is so kind. And that's what allows us to be kind even to our enemies, if you may, is the favor, that kindness, right? And benevolence is another word. Benevolence in word or deed, and then grace, which the Old Testament grace means is goodness. God is good, amen? And I'm thankful for his goodness. He is always good. He's never not good. Right? So praise the Lord for that. So Psalm 5 verse 12, great psalm to memorize. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. Are you blessed today? We are blessed, and with favor you surround us like a shield. We don't see that necessarily in Ephesians chapter 6 about the shield of faith, but that's what it really is. It's a shield of favor that we can walk in and surround us with that. Hallelujah. I like that. Hallelujah. So let's look at the importance of having favor. Everyone say importance. Favor is important. We're going to look at three things. One, the first mention, two, on Mary, the mother of Jesus, and number three, Jesus. Because some people might say, what do I want this favor thing for? What are you talking about? Well, let's look at this. His first mention is in Genesis 6:8. And we are here today. Say, I'm here today because of Noah. Anybody want to argue with that? Let's look at it. 6:8 in the book of Genesis. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace and favor are synonyms in the Old Testament. Because of Noah, you and I are here. Because he found favor in the sight of the Lord. Because he trusted God. Yeah. And obeyed. Build the ark for 120 years. Hey, Mark, you ever work on a car for 120 years? I don't think so. I've never worked on any teeth for 120 years either. I don't know at the rate I'm going. It might be. Anyway. All right. Mary. The importance of favor. Mary. Look at Luke chapter 1, verse 30. And the angel of the Lord said to Mary, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Hallelujah. You have found favor with God. Sometimes we just need to sit back and receive. You know, okay, I need to do this. I need to do this. I got to study. I got to... Stop for a second and just sit back and receive His favor. It's free of charge. And it's fresh. And it's precious. Amen? Yeah. Mary just had to sit there and receive this favor that God was putting on her to become the mother of our Savior. Whew, sends chills down my back. Hallelujah. Awesome. And then, of course, Jesus. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. And Jesus increased. What did Jesus do? What are we supposed to do? Oh, good. You guys are getting it. What did he increase in? Wisdom and stature. Wisdom and favor with God and men. Now, with men, the favor sometimes doesn't always show up the way we think it should. It shows up with different faces, but it still will show up. We'll still find favor with God and men. And sometimes you think that favor goes away when something doesn't happen the way it's supposed to, but you know what? There's favor coming down the road. Okay? If man fails, God does not. I like that. If man fails us, God will not. Favor will come. Sometimes it's like a chess match. Sometimes we think we're on the wrong side of the board. But, you know, eventually God gets it right and brings us favor. Amen? Love that. Praise the Lord. So Jesus increased in wisdom and stature. If you want to increase in wisdom, what book should you be reading in the Bible? Book of Proverbs. It's mentioned 55 times, wisdom is. And understanding is mentioned another 55 times. So, Dan, there's some numbers for you. Yeah. So that, let's see, that's 110 times in 30 chapters that wisdom and understanding are mentioned in the book of Proverbs. Hallelujah. Okay. So, number four of the fourfold testimony of success, prosperity, favor, and blessing. And blessing. We like blessings, don't we? The first mention of the word blessing is in Genesis 12:2, which we talked about a while back. I will make you, Abram, a great nation, and I will bless you. You can put your name in there. Say, God says, I will make you, I will make Michael, I will make Bill, Josh, and everybody else here a great person or nation or family. I will bless you, and I'll make your name great. And we're not talking about false great. We're talking about greatness for the kingdom. And you shall be a blessing. I like being a blessing to people. It's really fun, isn't it? Yeah, it is. God, who can I be a blessing to today? I challenge you. Get up tomorrow morning or go home today. Say, who can I be a blessing to today? Yeah. You know what I love to do? Every once in a while I go to the coffee shop. I love to put a nice tip in that jar for those Christian people that are working for me and serving me. I love doing that. Their eyes kind of pop open. Yeah. Okay. move on. All right, so I love that. I will make you a great nation. That's a promise. I will bless you, and I'll make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. Second thing about the word blessing is blessing and worship are synonymous. So as we look at this in Psalm 103, verse 2, I love this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all, some that's within me. All that's within me, bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of my benefits. That's Ulf version there. Awesome. Do not forget any of his benefits. He's got great benefits. Hang on a second. You know, the devil doesn't like to hear that noise. You probably can't hear it, can you? Paging through the scriptures, looking for the promises of God. He can't stand that. Psalm 103. What are his benefits? He forgives all of your iniquities. He heals all of your diseases. Some, all, who redeems your life from destruction, and he crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Verse 5, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. That's the Caleb anointing. One of them. Strong at 85 as you were when you were 40. How many of you want to believe that? I am. I'm not giving up. I will not give that up. I'm going to be strong at 85 as I was when I was 40. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the blessing. That's the blessing. But that blessing comes because David was a man of worship. Right? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Amen? And last point this morning is faith people are blessed people. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. I know there's people, I saw it when we were doing Facebook, I saw it for second service, I saw people's minds just turn when I'm preaching these words. Christ redeemed us. What's redeem mean? Huh? Thank you. Bought back. He paid the price. What was the price? The precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. He redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. So we don't have to become the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, the cross, that the blessing of Abraham. How many of you like the blessing of Abraham? Let's believe for the blessing of Abraham. That blessing of faith might come upon all the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. And that promise was on Joseph. That anointing was on Joseph. Because of Joseph, we're here. Otherwise, the world would have died. There was famine in the world. I've said that twice about two different things today. So we want to keep that in focus. So prosperity, success, favor, and blessing. And today as we talk about favor and blessing, it's precious. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And may the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody shouted, amen. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Have a blessed rest of the day.